Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead service family members, this is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 412, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the Holy Bible and yes, the whole Bible as a single, true nonfiction story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we're reading Psalm 17. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for allowing us to come to this time again. Help us in this time. Grant us your energy, your strength, your freedom, your liberty, your unction, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your exciting and real Holy Word. And Lord, I pray that you would give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and insight and comprehension of your Holy Word, and give us wisdom that comes from you, and help us to apply your Holy Word to our lives, to obey it, to love it, to cherish it, to share it with others, and to disciple others in a Christ-like spirit, and to preach your holy gospel by the power of your Holy Spirit around the world. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. At Psalm 17, a prayer of David. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about, they are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for this magnificent time to read your holy word and to read that passage. Lord, help us to take heed to it. Help us to obey it. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to remember it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to the standing between the living and the dead service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's magnificent work, The Treasury of David. Believe it or not, this is episode number 100. Pardon me. We thank God for allowing us to reach this milestone in this podcast. Today we're reading Psalm chapter 10, verse 11. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. As upon the former count, so upon this one, a witness is forthcoming who has been listening at the keyhole of the heart. Speak up, dear friend, and let us hear your story. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. This cruel man comforts himself with the idea that God is blind. Pardon me. Or at least forgetful. A fond and foolish fancy indeed. Men doubt omniscience when they persecute the saints. If we had a sense of God's presence with us, it would be impossible for us to ill-treat his children. In fact, there can scarcely be a greater preservation from sin than the constant thought of Thou, God, seest me. Thou, God, seest me. Thou, God, seest me. Thus has the trial proceeded. The case has been fully stated, and now it is but little wonder that the oppressed petitioner lifts up the cry for judgment, which we find in the following verse. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for reminding us today that you're with us and that you're watching us, and you know everything that we think, everything that we do. Help us never to forget it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we move over to the family verses, what I call the family verses, where God speaks to each member of the family and commands them to behave themselves in a certain way. These are not suggestions. These are not pieces of advice. These are commandments that if we do them, we'll be blessed. And by the way, as always, God gives us commandments because he loves us and he wants the best for us. You would, guaranteed, have a happier marriage and family if everybody in the marriage and family did these words. That is guaranteed. I believe that with all of my heart. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 32, we'll be in this passage if the Lord tarries his coming and we live for 3 days. As we were with the wife, what God said to the wife. Now God commands the husband, husbands, love your wives. That ought to let you know, gentlemen, love is a choice. I know I hate to burst your bubble, but love is not a feeling. Love is not even an emotion. It has nothing to do with that. And you need to get that out of your mind. And your wife needs to get it out of her mind as well. Because many women, and sad to say many men, associate love to feelings. And really, love does not have anything to do with feelings. Love is a choice. Husbands, and that's obvious in this commandment, love your wives. It's a choice that you make. I know that may not excite your wife's idea of what romance is, but after a while, by and by, and you get down deep into the marriage, this is what it is. Love is what it is, in the words of Bishop Daniel White Jr., my dad, who's in heaven now. Love is what it is. And if you don't have, pardon me, and if you don't have God's agape love, your marriage is not going anywhere fast. And only Jesus can put that in you. And then he'll help you with all of the other pain and troubles and problems you have in your marriage. Which I know some of you sweet evangelicals, you never have any problems in your marriage. We just hear about you in the funny paper after a few years. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus Christ, God, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Now here's where some sweet evangelical preachers and some men go off the reservation and start saying foolish things like, see, this is how our love ought to be for our wife. We ought to be willing to die for her. That's not what this passage is saying. You're not Jesus. You're not the Lamb of God, man. Who do you think you are? Jesus Christ loved us that much that he died for our sins, was buried and rose. Son, you don't have to, sir, you don't have to die for your wife. Okay? But you need to have the love of Christ in your heart for your wife as Jesus has for the church. And Jesus did die for our sin. That does not mean you need to die for anybody. It means that you need to die to self and do things God's way. For the glory of God in your marriage and in your family. If you do something good for yourself, be willing to do something good for your wife. That's showing love. Also, rebuking your wife shows love. Deep down, it does. Contrary to what many church folks believe today, rebuking your wife shows love too. We'll pick up verse 26 on tomorrow if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live. Now we pray for some Now we pray, Lord, for all, rather, of the people who are hurting and who are suffering from the coronavirus plague that's going around the world. Save those, Lord, who are dying. Save and protect those. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for the millions who are hurting from the death of loved ones, from the coronavirus. And Lord, we pray that you will comfort them as only you can, draw them to yourself for salvation. And Lord, we pray for a few by name. We pray for the family and friends of Missouri teacher Jeannie Hutter. We pray for the family and friends of Ohio police officer Jim Kirkup. We pray for the family and friends of Liverpool, UK resident Gligor Kidowski. We pray for the family and friends of Minnesota firefighter Tim Koth. We pray for the family and friends of North Carolina paramedic Melanie Masaji. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. We pray, Holy Father God, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, and for the comfort of the grieving around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray for people who name the name of Jesus Christ. Comfort them as only you can. And Lord, as they go through a difficult time, but Lord, we pray also that you will have mercy and grace upon us and forgive us of our sins that have brought on this rebuke and chastisement. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will forgive us of our sins of disobeying your great commandment and your great commission. Help us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sin and to give back to you our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for everybody in the government in the ministry of government. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. And help them to change and lead according to your will, your way, and your word. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of the persecuted Christians in this world. Comfort them, provide for them, bless them, and deliver them. And Holy Father God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer our prayers for them. Lord, we pray for Eric. Please bless him with the money he needs to pay school and medical fees, rent, electricity, and water bills, and food. And Lord, we pray for Faria. Please bless her with a job. We pray for Parika. Please provide him with the money, food, shelter, clothes, and gifts that he needs to help others. And Lord, we pray for all of those who have gotten saved through the ministry. Help them all to grow in the faith through the ministry and other ministries. We pray for Joseph, Shania, Corbina, Wilma, and Princess. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for all of the people who have recommitted their lives to you through the preaching of your gospel and of your holy word. We pray, Lord, for Harold, Nina, Samuel, William, and Josephette. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives, and help us to pray for all of the people around here as well in our own community. Save them and change their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed. Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here.
For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present, and to turn from my evil life, and to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.